I make a left-hand turn onto 287 Interstate southbound. I think about all the simple freedoms I have been able to enjoy throughout my life. And then I think about those freedoms and when they have been threatened throughout my life. I look at my elbows and I see scars. Each scar carries with it a memory. This time I'm 12 years old, lying in a bed at home, in a cast in both legs from the waist down. And I'm tired. Not so much physically tired, but tired of having people having to do things for me. You see, a hard thing for me to accept throughout life has been help from other people. So I'm tired of people having to go get food for me when I'm hungry. I'm tired of them having to go get a tissue for me when I have a runny nose. And I'm tired of having them scratch my toe when it has an itch. So in this moment, I tell myself, I'll be damned if I will continue to have people help me get to the bathroom and use the bathroom. So I would think, how am I going to be able to get myself to the bathroom this next day? I would devise plans, turn myself over onto my stomach, and make myself and turn myself so I'm crossing over the bed instead of lying with it, and then turn myself over onto my right side, slowly crawl myself onto the floor, clank, and then army crawl across the foyer onto a rug, and make a left-hand turn into the bathroom. There came those rug burns on my elbows. Then I would prop myself up onto the commode or to the commode, and hold on to a wall, and then freedom. Then I think of my students and myself, and I think about how in my life, how in their lives, their simple freedoms are threatened every single day. They're threatened by people who cover their insecurities by ridiculing others. Today, we call them bullies. You say, nah, you don't understand. Well, do you recall the man, the kid, that in seventh grade told me that I didn't count in gym class? He's dead. He hanged himself because a girlfriend told him that he didn't count. Listen, you all count. That's why I'm here. Take a minute, my man. Let me close the door. Take whatever you want, table, chair, or booth. I'm going to give you what you want and I need. That's the cold, hard truth. Bullying is not hard. If it were hard, it wouldn't exist. Again, it's not hard to bully somebody. Just pick something particular about somebody and ridicule it. Well, everyone's different. And it's done about things that don't even matter. I was told once that a song that I was listening to was bad because I was listening to it. It's also done about the obvious. I had someone a short time ago very close to me say, dude, your eyes are so messed up. I responded by saying, yeah, you've known me your whole life. Are you blind? Bullies, you have no right to ridicule other people. The bullied, you have no obligation to be their friends. But listen, you both have a right to your feelings. Talk to someone. Get help. Why? Because I do. Even if tough times last, tough people, they last longer. And as you go down that mogul-ridden path, let your faith grow stronger. If you fall off the horse, get up, get back on the saddle. Victory Highway is not smooth sailing, for that road is a constant uphill battle. Even if positive thoughts don't work, negative thoughts, they'll kill you. So keep your mind, your body, your soul on high alert. You will never know the height you'll take yourself to. So keep one hand on the wheel and one foot on the gas. These struggles that you'll face, they are real, and you can tell them to kiss your ass.